This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at Sutton train station, where further trials of the IRA app have been taking place to help improve train travel for blind and partially sighted rail passengers. Joining me now is sight loss volunteer for Sutton Vision, Pierre Schlimon, who has been trying the app today. Pierre, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks very much.
Let's talk about your experience of public transport in general. How accessible do you find travelling on trains at the moment?
Well, to be honest, I lost my sight in 2017 and I can't see anything at all now. I've never done any public transport so far on my own. I've been on buses and trains accompanied, going with a relative or a friend, and I'm a transport enthusiast. So it's a part of my life, which I still enjoy, but I'm a bit of a armchair transport enthusiast at the moment.
We are obviously here because IRA app is being tested at more train stations as kind of an alternative option for blind and partially sighted travellers, and you've used it today. So tell us first, what was your initial approach when you discovered that IRA is available? What were your initial thoughts on technology like this being available at train stations before you actually used it?
Well, like most things with sight loss, they're new to me. So even going back to when I first started walking out with my cane on my own, I feel self-conscious. I started initially trying to think, what can I do with IRA? And this morning I was at home and I had a bunch of papers sitting on a shelf, which I haven't sorted out for ages. So I thought I'll try and call them a 5-10 minute free call and just help me sort those out. And that went well. And so coming here again, I was trying to thinking, what can I do to sort of get started? So I went to Marks and Spencer's, got a sandwich and a coffee, and that went well. It's not too busy in the station today, and now I'm down on platform one. So this is a part of Sutton Station I haven't been to essentially without a relative for maybe almost 10 years, 8 years. So I feel quite independent at the moment.
Do you feel you've gained back some of the independence and the ability to travel more independently and explore areas like train stations more independently on your own thanks to this technology?
I think I've made a small step in that direction. It's another thing in my toolbox. Obviously, similar to cane walking, you have to repeat and do it more times. But I think, hopefully, it's a step in the right direction, be it a small one, but I need to do it more. But I felt pretty safe with the people who are helping me through the app.
I was going to ask you, actually, how did you find the IRA agents that were helping you? What would be your feedback on their support and the quality of the service you received?
Obviously, at a train station, it was easier. At home, I was really happy. It was very easy. You could hear quite well. It's quiet. When I went to Marks and Spencer's, got a sandwich, again, I was very happy. They're quiet. Their instructions are quite precise, so I didn't feel there was anything I had to do too difficult. And in the train station, it's louder, and I guess the hardest one was the last one coming down to the platform, because there's the sound of the trains. Obviously, I don't want to go onto the tracks, but as long as I took my time, obviously I still have to take responsibility myself for my actions, but take my time, and if it's too noisy, just take a break. And I think it went pretty well.
So what would your message be to people who have not tried IRA yet, or who may be feeling apprehensive about trying it, or who would like to try it? What would be your message to them?
I guess if you have the technology, maybe try it at home. You can use the free minutes they give you, and think of something that you might want to need assistance on. I chose looking through papers because they're things that I normally ask a family member to help me with, but I thought, why do I have to this time? I'm at home, everyone's asleep, it was early morning. So just try it out for yourself and have fun, hopefully.
Fantastic. Well, Pierre Schlimon, Sightloss volunteer for Sutton Vision, thank you very much for telling us about your experience of IRA at Sutton Station here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.